Hello. Welcome to Ms. IJ's Kids Inclusive Podcast. My name is Ijoma Popola, and you can call me IJ. I will be your host. On this podcast, we'll be talking about the stigma individuals with special needs face on a day-to-day basis on the continent of Africa. We'll be bringing to you professionals in the disability field, sharing resources and information that can benefit any educator, parent, caregiver, and community with persons with disabilities. Join me on this journey in spreading hope and resilience as we advocate for inclusive education on the beautiful continent of Africa. The streets of Lagos or any other big city on the continent of Africa is hustling and bustling with people. But something you find is that with the movements and the sounds and the busyness of everyday life, is that person, that child, that student and individual with disabilities. But the story of Ms. IJ's Kids doesn't start here. It starts in an American classroom, thousands of miles away from the busy streets of Lagos. So I started my teaching career as a substitute teacher, and I became a paraprofessional. And then I ended up getting my certificates and going to school to become a special education teacher. And for most educators in the United States, any educator will tell you that the work of a special education teacher is very challenging and can sometimes appear to be difficult. And we have seen in the last year and a half with the pandemic, it has been really almost near impossible to balance our careers as educators and also balance the life of our students and our obligations in school. Educators across the globe are experiencing what I would probably even call chronic burnout. It was from my journey from being a paraprofessional to a special education teacher that I began to learn more about the different types of disabilities, and not just the disabilities as categories, but actually the people behind the disabilities. I didn't see disabilities as having something that wouldn't allow you to interact with people or connect with your students. I really just begin to see, I saw my students as students. And I realized that, you know, being an educator, my kids were in a school that I used to teach at, and I was very uninformed and unaware about what almost appeared to be like another world. But honestly, it wasn't just being in another world. It was that we lived our lives, our everyday lives, not even acknowledging and seeing people with disabilities. And that's just in the United States. If we take this back all the way to Nigeria or, you know, parts of Africa, people with disabilities are not even recognized. They're not seen. So the question is, why? And I think that's where my passion for being an advocate for people with disabilities in developing countries or low-income countries started. We have so much at our fingertips here in the Western world. But in other countries where there may not be food or running water or just the common man, if you want to put it that way, having the basic necessities to live, it's already challenging. Now, when you think about that in that context and you put a person with disabilities not having those resources as it is, I mean, life almost is twice as challenging and almost difficult to deal with and bear. And I remember as an educator in that one particular class, there was not one day that I walked into class where my students didn't make me feel loved, didn't make me feel appreciated. And I thought to myself, these are students with disabilities. They have the capacity to love and to care and to do. And it just changed my whole view about students or individuals living with disabilities, that they're people too. Just because they don't function and live in our world the way we're accustomed to and used to, doesn't mean that they're not able to live independent lives. Doesn't mean they're not able to do the things that we can do if only they have the resources, the abilities, the support needed to be able to accomplish the same goals. And every day in class, as an educator in a developed country, I would wrestle with the idea and ask myself, why don't we have this in parts of Africa? Why don't we have the training that the educators need to teach students with disabilities in parts of Africa? Better yet, why don't we have students with disabilities learning alongside their peers? And I get it. African issues, politics, each country, because remember, Africa is a continent with different countries in it. It's complex. You can't even understand how deep the issues and the challenges go. But with the goal of pursuing a doctorate and the hope of being able to make change at the seat where policy is changed, where information can be shared and training can be given to people who want to become special educators on the continent of Africa or in Nigeria. Well, I believe that I've done my part. What about you? What role do you play, whether it's in your community, in the Western world, or in a country in Africa? The whole point is that we make our world more inclusive for people with disabilities. I'm just an educator trying to make a difference. I am no different from any one of our listeners who is currently listening to the show. So join me here. It's going to be an interesting ride, but definitely one that will be worth it and one that will make significant difference and change in our world and in the world of people around us. The name Miss IJ's Kids transcends just my classroom. It's to every child and every person with disabilities who needs someone to speak for them, to fight for them, to be a supportive system to them. In the next few episodes, we'll be talking about how movement inside the classroom and outside the classroom matters, and also how do children, students with disabilities, transition after school to live independent lives in society like you and me. Thanks for listening to Miss IJ's Kids Inclusive Podcast this week. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so on our website at www.ijpopola.com. Or if you want to write to us about topics you would love to hear covered on the show, the email address is popoloijelma@gmail.com, one word. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media pages, it's at Miss IJ's Kids. I am IJ Popola, and you've listened to Miss IJ's Kids Inclusive Podcast.